Hello, thank you for holding. My name is John. I'm the regional pricing director in your area. Am I speaking with Mike?
Yes.
Pleasure to meet you, sir. Pleasure to meet you. Happy hump day, I guess you could say. We're halfway through the week already. Can't believe it.
Hey, John.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, Mike, I just had Rona send over some information to me and reading through a few things. I got to say, first off, congratulations on a well-established business. 30 years in is incredible. We don't have that very often here, so.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Now, Verona actually put in more than a 50% discounted rate for you, so I know you're going to love the pricing, but I want to make sure we identify everything that we can do for you and your company before that. Now, you're looking to target both residential and commercial work. This is about like a 30-mile radius. I did do a little research
on
your company.
Hold on one second, okay? Excuse me. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. You're fine. All right. So I know on the notes from Rona, she's put in about a 30-mile radius, but I did notice you have a Google Business profile already online, so you have a good first step here, and a website as well, too, which I love the website, by the way. But I was reading through the website here, and it shows that you do long-distance, you know, hauling, unloading, and loading, things like that. Would you like to go further? Or
yeah.
Okay. Perfect.
Well, the problem is if you say we go to Florida, we're not going to go, you know, from Florida to back to Jersey. We're in New Jersey.
Yeah, yeah. Hightown, right?
You know, so we would like to stay with 30 miles, but go to do an estimate 30 miles away. We don't want to go to an estimate 2 hours away.
Okay, that makes sense. All right, just making sure. I want to make sure we're getting everything correctly here. So I appreciate you clarifying that for me, Mike. So with this package then, just letting you know, it goes up to 50-mile radius anyway, so it doesn't mean you have to use all 50 miles. I mean, you could exclude areas, narrow things down to specific counties and zip codes, so we're very, very flexible with that. All the calls, Mike, will go directly to you. There's no third-party middleman that will ever touch any of your customers whatsoever. You never have to worry about that. Now, before I dive into pricing, did you have any questions, though, so far, based on the package, how it works, or anything like that?
Yes. Hold on. Okay. I'm sorry. One more second. Hold on.
Sure.
Okay, I'm back.
You're good. All right. So you mentioned you had some questions for me. No, you're fine.
Yeah.
Business first, man. Yeah. Fire away, though. That's what I'm here for.
Where you guys at?
So we're based in Fountain Valley, California, right by Google. But I'm in Pennsylvania. I'm in the East Coast here. Yes, sir. So we're a little bit everywhere throughout the U.S.
I'm actually in Pennsylvania right now. Just might be your EPS.
Get out of here. Okay, I'm in, like, I'm going to say 30-minute drive from Hershey, 45 minutes at max there. Yes, sir.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Nice. Are you on business
or for
pleasure?
Business.
Okay, there you go. Nice. Man, you are traveling everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Absolutely, man.
Yes, sir.
So you guys are out of there, so, you know, I know it's almost impossible. I've been doing this for a long time. It's almost impossible to be showing up on the first page of all time.
Okay. Have you used, like, an SEO company before or something? Or, talk to me about that.
Yeah, well, I mean, right now I pay, you know, pay per click. I also pay per call. I mean, how do you guys generate your business?
Sure. So we have multiple packages available for you. Now, when you're talking about pay per click, are you talking about through Google or through like a whole other directory? Like, talk to me.
Through Google.
Through Google.
And a directory.
Okay. And a directory. Because I did notice you have, I'm not sure if you're still with them, but it's a Home Advisor listing? Is that what you're referring to?
Yes.
Okay.
No, that's,
gotcha.
That's a whole other avenue.
Yeah.
Google.
Okay.
You do it all.
You do it all. Got it. Okay. So when it comes to
tell me what you guys do. Tell me what you guys
okay,
do.
All right. Yeah. We'll start off with that. Sure thing.
Yeah. We don't need the whole sales pitch. Just tell me what you guys do and where you're at.
All right. Sounds good. So we make sure customers, same thing like you're doing, but the only difference is it's not an ad. It's the organic listing. So we're not going to have you, our customer that doesn't know your business name, if they type in, you know, moving or a storage unit nearby or anything like that, we want to make sure that you're a top recommended option for them to call on the first page of Google, along with 60 other local directories that we include in your package. Okay, like Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Apple, all that. We just don't want to make sure you miss any opportunities. And when it comes to Google Ads, though, if you're doing that, I mean, that's great. Each business has their own ways of, you know, having their niche to get the right customers. I hope I'm not coming off wrong here, Mike, but and I hope I earned your trust by saying this because it's part of our packages as well, too. But when I look at an ad as a customer, I kind of breeze right through it, man. I go right to that local map section nearby, and I say, who, you know, any type of service that I need. If I'm looking for a long-distance move, I'll put in long-distance move nearby, and boom, then I make my decision from there. That's what we do, right?
Or movers near me.
Exactly, yes. So we use those keywords. You're able to modify those keywords at any time, but our team will be available for you Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. our time here in the East Coast, just to make sure to keep anything up to date, modify things, or anything of that nature. Now, what's also included with this package is, and this helps out a lot. Now, do you have a Facebook page for your business by any chance?
Yes.
Awesome. So this helps out very well for the local community in the area. People love to talk. I don't know why on Facebook so much. I mean, there's so many different platforms, but Facebook has it all. So we know this, and this is included. If a customer looks up any of those keywords, whether it's on Google or these directories, and they don't call you, if they go on their Facebook afterwards, we use target marketing ads to pop up on their feed to help remind them and say, hey, listen, you were looking for a mover nearby, click here, and it will call you directly. All right, Mike? So it's incredible magic that works very well for our customers. Yes, sir. So that's pretty much what we do in a nutshell there. You'll be able to track everything through your, we call it the dashboard, fully customizable tracking system, and you can see all the fruition come to play from there as well, too. We don't want you just taking our word for it.
So you're going to see all the impressions. You're not going to actually see calls or clicks, or you're going to see clicks,
You're going to see all of it.
You'll
see all of it. Impressions, you'll be able to see the keywords using. You can see the calls coming in live, where they're calling from. That way, if you miss a call, call them back. This is not a pay-per-lead, pay-per-call, click job, or anything like that. Like I said, it's a flat rate. You cherry-pick as many calls and jobs as you want.
Right. Now, let me ask them, because I'm doing an organic lead. Because it takes a while to build out organically. It takes a while to build out. It takes a while.
Built in ranking.
Organically.
Yeah.
Ranking, all that stuff. So that's what you guys do.
Yes, sir. That's our specialty. Now, we're the highest tier partnership that Google trusts to do that. Now, I've heard, and I mean, you've probably seen this yourself, too. I've heard 6 months, 9 months to get that going. Our average to get customers that don't have any web presence up there in the first 30 to 45 days. I'd say you've done even faster. I just don't want to make you a promise we can't keep on there, but that's our average for that.
Right.
You already have a well-established business. You have a website. You have a Google business profile. We don't need to get you verified again. We just need to make sure we're hitting those right areas, using the right keywords, and then also hitting those target marketing ads on Facebook for you.
Well, see, I have someone that's building me out all these pages and all that stuff, and it's been, you know, it's been definitely 3-4 months. I mean, where am I sitting now? Look me up. See.
Yeah, I was gonna say that. I'm gonna just do this right now, just to see where you're at. I'm gonna do it in incognito mode,
sure. So
that way Google and nothing else is being tampered with. I'm just gonna type in like movers nearby. Okay, would that be pretty standard?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, just making sure.
Movers near me, or.
Yeah, actually, near me is something that's very common, too. Okay, so hold on. Let me put near me. Okay. All right. So, of course, number one pops up. Guess who that is when I pop into movers near me? That's you, sir. That is you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And that's in Hightstown, though. Now, give me an area that you would like to make sure you hit that's not so local for you as well. Because obviously, you've been in business for a long time. The word of mouth and everything precedes you already. So that's why we're calling you. But
do movers in Princeton, New Jersey.
Princeton? Okay. Powell. Princeton, Powell. All right. So, why is it doing that? Okay, there we go. So the first one that pops up is Valley Wide Movers. Have you heard of them? I got, I didn't even know this one. This is a weird one. Alien Movers, and that popped up in Philly. Alien Movers, Philly. And you got Dan the Mover, College Hunks. I honestly didn't know College Hunks get that far out. Yeah. So these are the guys that are popping up. What was that?
You put movers in Philly?
No. I put in movers near Princeton, New Jersey. Now, what popped up, though, number two is, I swear to God, this is the real name. It's Alien Movers Philly.
Wow, yeah. That's great.
Right. Yeah. So I guess what I'm trying to say on this part right here is a prime example where we can help you make sure that you're being a top recommendation for this. Your competitors.
How many down am I?
For on that, I'm still looking here. You're not even on the first page here.
But you put movers near Princeton, New Jersey?
Yeah, I put in movers near me, Princeton, New Jersey.
No, just put movers, Princeton, New Jersey.
Yeah, so Princeton, New Jersey, pal.
Change that, see what happens.
Yep.
Movers, Princeton, New Jersey. Movers in Princeton, New Jersey.
I got you, partner. Okay, the first one I get is a sponsor. I don't count the sponsors because people just breeze through that anyway, too. Capital Express Relocation. I got Princeton, Princeton fan.
Give me the sponsors first.
Sponsors. Okay, so the first sponsor I got is the Moving Guys, and the second sponsor is New Jersey Great Moving and Storage.
All right, keep going.
Yes, sir. Then the organically from there, you got Capital Express Relocation, Princeton Van Service Movers. I can't even pronounce that one. Monmouth Moving. I'm trying to find you in here, see if you might even be listed here.
You don't use the sponsors.
So when it comes to sponsorships, people kind of spruce through it. Now, I can check to see here. I just don't want to, like, tell you, we could do this for you and promise you moon and stars and not deliver on nothing, man. So hold on one second. Let me see if that's even available for you.
Where do you see me? How far back?
You're on the first page on that one. Just two. Here, let me show you. 2, 4, 6, 10.
Now, how am I on
12,
that? Is that organically 14, or is that page? 15,
16, 17, 18. You're the 18th one down on that first page. That seems organic to me. It doesn't seem like it's an ad. It doesn't come off a sponsor or anything of that nature.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
It's getting built. It's taking a while to come up. That's all.
Rightfully so. You're doing this on your own. You got a lot of things happening, so I think that you're doing a great job. Don't get me wrong. I just think that, you know, what I'm saying is what we bring to the table is having a team behind your back that specializes in this, that's partnered with Google, that knows exactly what Google's looking for so they can work with the algorithms in your area and in those areas that you want to be found in, right? So that's where we can help out from there. Now, I don't want you thinking like we're going to
– when that girl came on, she goes, we can have you, we can guarantee you first page on Google. I'm like, you can't do that.
Okay, yeah, I need to talk to her about that. We can't use that word guarantee, man. No one can. If you're part of Google, that's actually not true. Yeah, the reason for that is because out of everyone's hands. I'm glad you brought that up there, though.
Yeah.
To be honest, Mike, I'm going to take note of that.
I was laughing. Yeah. I was like, what? There's no way you can put a guarantee me on Google,
No. You can't be doing that. Okay, I'm going to notate this, sir, actually, too. And actually, sir, I'm going to look up a pricing here right now because it seems like we do have something here for movers. So give me just a second. If you wanted to have that where you're on the very top, like a sponsored and being Google verified, it's a whole nother gameplay right there. Let me make sure I have this first, though, okay? So I don't want to get your hopes up on this.
Well, hold on. I already paid for the sponsor stuff, though.
So you're paying for an ad, right? But Google, have you heard of Google Guaranteed before?
Yeah, I'm on it.
Oh, okay. That's what you're on. Why am I not showing you as that? All right. So hold on. Let me move back here. Give me just a moment. I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
Perfect.
But I'm just curious what you can bring to the table versus what I already have going on.
Yeah. Okay, I do see you on Google Guarantee when I put them in there. Okay, cool. So I'm not going to offer you the same thing that you're already doing, man. It's already working. But from what we're talking about, as far as this package here, is to get your social media online as well, too. That's the difference on there. I honestly, if you have Google Guaranteed, I wouldn't even offer Google Ads. I think that Google Guarantee is way stronger than that itself. And shoot, it's like a 100% retention rate for that. It works that well. So as you could tell, right? So you're doing well with it. Now, Mike, far as you're doing Google Guaranteed, it's great. That has a good foundation for further out if you need it to as well. People know that you're verified. Now, having this team to help you out in the way that we can help is the only way I see it is through your social media and having that organically as well too. Because Google Guaranteed shows you verified in the very top, but sometimes, not all the time, I've been seeing this actually, where it says Google Guaranteed and it's on the local map section, but it comes off different there. So I don't know, completely up to you, but in my eyes, I think the only way that we can actually help or anyone can really help you any further than what you already have is by hitting that social media that's linked together with the other local directories. That way you're hitting every aspect you could think of.
You're saying social media, explain to me like what you're saying.
For this, yes, for Facebook. So if I'm giving you stats, Facebook ads comparison to Google ads has more than double. So it's about 9% conversion rates. Google ads have a 4% conversion rate for your customers. So that's how much of a difference.
You know, it's crazy. I was told Facebook doesn't really work.
Google it, man.
Facebook doesn't really work. What else? Facebook and what is it? Twitter and
Instagram or something like that.
Instagram.
Oh. Hey, Mike, I'm gonna be real with you on that. Unless you're trying to hit a specific younger age group with that, then I would say Instagram, things like that. That's my personal opinion on there. We haven't really touched base on those other ones. Yeah, Twitter is another one, you know, but comparison to all of these on there, Facebook has it, apparently has it a more better conversion rate than all of those on there. So depending, I'm going to say like this though, depending more on each company though, I don't want you thinking like, this is for all and be all, but for moving services, I really don't think people are going to be looking too much unless they're a younger crowd looking on Instagram. You know what I'm saying? So it just, not as much effort, or you're putting too much effort for such little return. There you go.
Right.
Yeah. But Facebook?
So tell me, give me what's going on with Facebook and what do you recommend and all that stuff. What do you recommend?
Yeah, sure. So again, that's for including your pricing. Did I even go over the pricing here with you? I'm so sorry. I know that's probably one of the first things you asked. Okay, so just make sure I'm not beating around the bush on you, man. It's month to month, no contracts at only $249 a month. Okay. Now, not additional. Out of your $249 month to month, 100 of those dollars will be already included to your ad spend on Facebook. So other companies that say, we'll do ads with it, but then all of a sudden your pricing is changing up and down because you don't know how many people are clicking and blah, blah, blah. With us, we keep it at the flat rate. So we make sure our team is always keeping it up to date for you. If you want to keep it new promotions every 2 weeks so you can keep track of your analytics and things like that, communicate with our team. They'll go ahead and do that for you, right? And, of course, you'll be able to track everything.
How many ads do you post up any ads and stuff or no?
Yeah, we do that too. Yes, sir. And again, when it comes to the ads on Facebook, it's usually about 5 to 50 cents per click. That's honestly, that's a lot. So, for $100 a month that replenishes every time, you could always add more if you want, if you feel like it's doing extremely well and it keeps hitting the limit or something like that. But we want, just because it hits the limit doesn't mean we stop using Facebook in general. No, we want to make sure it's still up to date and customers can find it and, you know, things like that, obviously. Yeah.
Excuse me, okay?
You're okay. So, Mike,
yeah, no,
based off
my allergies, my allergies are real bad.
Okay, I lived in Florida, and I feel like my allergies are worse in Pennsylvania. What is going on with this? I'm sorry.
It was cold, and it was hot, cold, hot, you know, and all that stuff going on. Wow.
Yeah, true, very true. No weather, don't get me started on that. All right, Mike, I'll get distracted quickly, my bad. So, for this Facebook ads, everything that we're talking about here, I think that's the only other option that you can really hit and touch base on for the rest of your customers on this. Obviously, you know, you can always do a little bit here and there with Instagram or anything like that, but my personal opinion on this is why focus on something that's going to give you a little return on there. Facebook ads is the best route from this, from what you're already working on currently. I just don't want to add something or do something for you that you're already working well with, and you don't want, why fix something that's already working, right? So, that's why I'm offering this only to you. And as you can tell, I'm pretty transparent, man, and I don't beat around the bush, so. Talk to me, Mike. What do you feel? Because as of right now, we're calling through the area to find one company to work with within a 50-mile radius of this, and you'll have our undivided attention to work with you getting this Facebook ads working in the best way that we could possibly do for you.
So I need to know, what exactly, and how much is it a month?
It's only $249 month to month, so roughly like $8 a day if I'm rounding, and that's already including your Facebook ads.
Okay, so what do? You actually take my Facebook and start adding things to my Facebook page? I mean, how does that work out?
Yeah, imagine, let's say, a picture here. So for the big part here, a customer looks on Yelp or Yahoo, or they go on Google or any of these directories here. They look up some of your services. They see your business. Maybe they don't even see your business. Let's put it that way. But as soon as they do that and they go on Facebook afterwards, our ads pop up, or your ads pop up on their feed. Okay, so the more they see you, the likelihood of them to call you first when they think about you, right? Now, when it comes to your Facebook in general.
Including this, how many ads do you bought that you put up a month or a week?
You get, that's the communication part. You let our team know, they make it happen. So if you're saying, John, I like to make it every 2 weeks for a promotion to put out. That way it's not too much where you can't see what's working, what's not working, and make changes and adjustments from there. That's just my personal opinion. You know, if you do it every 2 days, how are you going to tell what did well for you or not, right, as a business owner? You know,
that's
a week
true.
Or two out, you know, a week
no,
or two
no,
out is a good timeline. Yeah.
No, I'm saying even pictures.
Yeah, we do that too.
A picture of a guy moving a piano and all that stuff, you know.
Yeah, definitely. I had a customer the other day that he was for tree services. This guy was on top of a tree. You could barely see him. I thought it was a cat. Like, it was so high up. And it was cracking up, man. I don't know how you do it. But yes, we posted it up for him. So, same thing for you, sir. If you want to add a picture, you want to add a video, a testimonial, or, you know, anything of that nature, our team will be there to do that for you. As long as you let them know, they can't read your mind, right? So, we'll have a designated phone number for you. I give that to you today. That way you're always able to contact them. Again, we're open Monday through Friday, so you go ahead and do that for you.
So you really think that this Facebook doesn't work?
I honestly believe it works because, for one, I have a side business of my own, and I'm going to be real with you. I don't like Facebook. I don't like it. I just personally use it. It's just not for me. But when it comes to my business, people in the community, especially in the local areas, they love to refer and talk and things like that. Because they're talking about it and putting it on there, those ads will pop up. You see what I'm saying? If they're going on Marketplace or if they're doing this, it's just another avenue to say, hey, I the customers that I missed out on, they're getting captured. You see? So that's why I know if your name is there on Google guaranteed, you're on the local map section, you're looking organically, you have your website, it looks very professional, by the way, your website. and you have it on the Facebook now for social media, I don't know how you're going to miss a customer.
Well, I always try something, you know. I always try something until it doesn't work, you know.
Yep.
Now, you said, now, is that price negotiable or is that your step price?
That, honestly, Mike, I hope you hear the sincerity in my voice when I say this. That is the lowest pricing I have for that package. I would not even give you the lower package below that because it won't do you any good. It takes 45 days for that one or maybe longer for that one to work because it doesn't include your Facebook ads. Like I said, I'm not trying to make a sale, man. I'm trying to make sure if there's an opportunity to help your business, then I want to make sure I attack with that,
right.
You know, because I'm passionate about helping you. I'm not passionate about making a sale.
How
money
long,
always
how,
follows, you know?
How long does it take to get results, usually?
For the Facebook ads? So you already have a Facebook business page, so we don't have to make and develop one for you. We usually do that within the first 7 to 14 days. So that's developing it and putting it up there for you. So that's a whole other playing field right there. Yes, sir. I suggest is this, if we were to get started and join the family here today, I could set up a meeting as early as tomorrow if you wanted to, as long as you have an hour window to speak with our team so that way they can introduce themselves to you and actually go over how you want those ads to look, how often you want promotions to be set out, set the priorities and standards for them. That way we're all in good communication. We'll make this thing happen for you.
Now, how do you see if you're getting results? Is there a way to track what you guys are doing or no?
Yeah, 100%. Yes, sir. We call it the dashboard. Now, that dashboard gets done within the first 5 to 7 business days. That way, you can see everything for yourself. We don't want you just taking our word for it. We want the keys to the car. It's yours. You'll see the traffic going in and out. You see the promotions going there. You'll be able to see, even for the keywords of Google, like, we're not just going to do just this for Facebook for you, man. I want to make sure you're doing well on Google, but the organic listing part right there, we could do more for you. So if you're already doing well with that, then imagine with these other directories and keeping things up to date using the right keywords, if you want to swap it out, you'll be able to see that on the dashboard too. Let's say one keyword we totally forgot. For some odd reason, we totally missed out on using movers near me. I'm just giving an example. You can add that yourself.
Right.
You can see how much impressions you're getting from it. Where is it coming from? What calls are, you know, like it really does. I always say it's going to be your next best friend, that dashboard. So,
well, see, I would need someone to take my page on Facebook and be able to take that and do something, of course, better than what I have on it now. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you know what's weird? I try to find your Facebook and I clicked on that little icon on your website and it sends me back to your website. I didn't try another way yet, but let me try it this way here.
Look up
right, there we go.
State.
There we go. So I typed in just your business name with, and I put Facebook, and then I find it. No problem. But from your website, for some odd reason, when I click on that icon, it takes me to your website. It doesn't click to your Facebook ad. Just like, I don't know, as a little extra thing here. No charge, man. I'll take tips. But it might be something you want to look into.
But is that something you can add, or whoever's doing my website needs to add that?
Your guys, whoever you're doing or hire to do the website, they need to do that. We develop websites, but we don't edit websites. We used to, and there was just so much more of a headache for us and you as a customer because
right.
We don't know what kind of stuff the other person built it on or what platform, and it's hard and difficult to say.
No.
You know?
What I'm saying,
yeah.
No, what I'm saying is whoever's doing my website, I got to tell them to add the Facebook on there.
Please do. you never know. Yes, sir.
Like I said, I'm on the road. I won't be back until late tonight. I'm definitely interested. So if you want to send me over whatever you got, or let's get it going tomorrow because I'll be in the office tomorrow.
Mike. Now, Mike, you got to understand. I'm always on the phone 24/7, pretty much, man. So. Is this something you're really ready to go ahead and move forward with? I have to ask.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Just want to make sure I pull my arm here. I mean, I'm a very nice guy, and I feel like I get to take advantage because I really am passionate about helping you guys, you know? So.
Yeah, I'll try something, but if it doesn't work, then I, you know, if it's month to month, I don't want to be stuck in any kind of contract because
if it doesn't work.
I don't want to be tied.
Yeah.
I don't.
You want to be tied to is nothing. Don't worry, you're not married to us, man. Okay.
Nope.
You don't have to say I do.
No, that's what I'm saying. I mean, it's got to work, man. It's got to work. If it doesn't work, then I'm not.
Yeah.
I'll try anything once. You know what I mean? And it's got to work.
Sure. If I can make the only suggestion I can for you on that, if you want it to work, two things. These are my two things. One, communicate with our team because they work the magic, but they can't read your mind. And you're the business owner for a reason. You've been around for a long time for a reason, not because of luck. 30 years in, man, come on now, you know. So
yep.
As long as you communicate with them, they'll make it happen. But the second thing on there
okay.
is to make sure to keep an eye on that dashboard. That tracking system, some customers may even reach out through there sometimes, I've seen. So, but it's through to
right.
you directly. We won't even touch it, right? You know what I mean? We'll be able to see stuff, but, you know, it's on you from there. You
well,
know what
your,
I mean?
Team will, your team will be able to go through and show us.
They could. Yeah, they could. Yeah, exactly. But, Mike, I'm preaching to the choir when I say this. Being hungry for your customers and giving them the right customer service by, you know, talking to them in a timely manner, you know all this stuff. But it's just another avenue that customers may reach out on Google, and it might come through that dashboard straight to you. But if you're not checking it, no one's gonna be happy. You know what I mean? So as long as you keep track of your dashboard.
We don't know anything about it, so we got to have whoever's going to – team, whatever, they got to let us know, run us through it, how to check it.
Yes.
Explain to us, and then, you know, we just might, you just can't put us on our way and just expect us to know how to do everything because we don't.
Mike, just by you telling me that is music to my ears. You have no idea. So, actually, even upon signing up, after payment, I stay on the phone with you so you can see your invoice for yourself of everything that we broke down and discussed. That way, if you have questions and concerns, you can ask me while I'm on the phone with you. But even after that, I make sure you're able to see the actual login part for that dashboard because they get jumping on that right away. And our team, when they introduce themselves to you, Mike, they actually show you how to maneuver through it, just like you said. And that's how I know you're going to do very well with this. So they'll show you how to log in. They'll show you
right.
where to look, all that good stuff because, again, that's something that's really going to benefit you in the most. Okay?
Right.
All right, Mike. Well, I know you're driving, man. And we close, like I said, we close at 7 p.m. Do you think you'll be able to have a call later tonight, or do you think tomorrow morning is more a better fit for you? Sorry to me.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Okay.
I won't be home until like 12 o'clock at night.
Holy mackerel, man. Yeah, I mean, you're pretty far out.
I'm driving a big trailer, so I'm not going to be able to stop and do any of that stuff right now.
That's okay.
But,
Mike, I totally understand.
You got my information. Call me again tomorrow, and let's get it going.
Perfect. What time tomorrow morning would work best for you, though?
I would say 10 a.m.
10 a.m. works perfectly. All right. So give me like a 10-minute buffer, okay? Just because it's the call center, you never know. But I'll call you latest by 10:10.
Yeah, that's no problem.
All right. Perfect.
Wait,
hey, Mike. My name is John, J-O-N.
Okay.
Yes, sir. And tomorrow I'll give you a direct number and everything as well, too. I cover all bases and triple check on everything. So I just want to make sure we're starting a relationship off strong, okay?
Awesome.
Mike, please drive safe. And I have to ask, man, did you guys get hit with the storm as well, too, with the flooding or no?
Oh, yeah.
Really? Really,
not
that bad, huh?
Not as bad.
Okay.
Bad, but yeah, there was some serious flooding down by the beach and stuff, yeah.
Jeez, man, that's crazy as weather. All right. Well, stay safe. Stay safe, man. You know, at the end of the day, we're human here. So.
Absolutely. I'll talk to you tomorrow, John.
All right, Mike. Take care. Bye, sir.
Thank you.